12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to 12-Sided Stories Replaced, our Fear Itself actual play. Remember, we are story-heavy, rules-light, and full of horror. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is Wes Otis, and welcome to Replaced. This is episode number 2. We have some wonderful players with us. Let us start with Saint.
Hello, I am playing Leona Fang. She is a car dealership manager and kind of a bit of an outdoorsy type. Very excited to be out in the outback. Unfortunately, a plane just crashed, so like everything is now dire.
Hello, all be Zelda they them, and I am playing a tangerine, and she has brought her partner Patty, and they run the restaurant Patty's Boutinerie. And frankly, from Tangerine's perspective, the worst thing that's really happened has been phone was cracked, couple nails broke, and now everyone has to hike. Like, there's no getting out of this hike. Sure, you could hang out with the guy with the broken leg, but once they heard internal bleeding, no thank you. There's nothing photo-worthy about that. So, Tangerine and Patty are following the group.
Hello, I am playing Faith Pardon, MD. And she's been training her entire career for this moment. Everyone is dependent on her specific type of medicine to survive this ordeal. And they're going to see. It works.
Hi, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Grace Chavez, and she is a video game designer, and she was grateful to be on this vacation. She's been working really hard on a game, pulling 80-hour weeks and, you know, sleeping under her desk. And so this is a nice break for her. But, you know, stuff happens. And so she's just trying to roll with it and see where they're going to go next.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Okay. Speaking of recaps, let's do one. So in the last game, you and all of your friends got together with the goal of going out to Australia and visiting some of their landmarks and doing the tourist thing and kind of learning about the country, as well as doing some hiking, some zip lining, some possible swimming in the ocean, some avoiding of creatures that can kill you, and hugging of koalas, and seeing kangaroos as well. The flight went well, and you made it. You spent some time in Sydney and you spent some time up and down the coast. You went on some different hikes and things like that. And then you started to make your way to the interior of the country to go to Ayers Rock, which is kind of in the center of everything. It's a large rock out in the center made of sandstone. It is a sacred place to the Aboriginal people. The land is owned by the tribes and rented back to, I think they have like a 99-year lease, the Australian government does, until it reverts back to the tribes. So on your way out there, you took a small plane, like a Cessna, maybe a little bit bigger propeller plane, just to fly in, because it would take a long time to drive out there, and would be incredibly boring, unfortunately. When a huge storm just appeared on the horizon, and then it got really close to you almost instantaneously, as if it was rushing to meet the plane. And the pilot did his best as you went into it, but purple lightning striking throughout these big clouds of sand and dirt being pulled up from the earth by these large buffers of wind all over the place. He was able to land the plane, but It was a crash landing, and he hurt himself very badly and had a broken leg. Luckily, Faith was able to help him come out of being knocked out. And, you know, you check the sat phone and it's not working. You think you might be still too close to this huge storm. And the storm looks like it stretches for miles in both directions. And he said, look, the best thing for you to do, go to the resort. It's only like 15 miles away. Get there as quickly as you can. Send an emergency truck back to get me. And so you all set out to go across the red clay dirt of the area. Even though Tangerine talks about not liking to go hiking and whatever, they are still very fit and capable of doing it. You know, they'll complain more than everyone else, but, you know, but they still can do it. So, and all of you are in good shape.
Oh my God, Tangerine, stop your complaining. Grace, do you have a cookie to shove in there or something? It's not making our situation any easier.
I dig in my bag and I pull out a cookie and I give it to Tangerine.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow, that's really nice.
If you give a Tangerine a cookie.
I got lunch.
That's perfect.
So the next several hours go by pretty uneventfully. You've got your map that you took from the cockpit. You got your supplies. You have compasses. The compasses are acting a little wonky, but you have a good bearing on where you're going. And plus, the rock that is Ayers Rock is looming in the distance. You're able to kind of see it as you get closer and closer. So you can kind of, you know, civilization is there because it's a well-known tourist area.
Don't worry, gang. I know when grass grows in a certain direction, that's the way that civilization is. We won't get lost.
What? Okay. Patty, is that right?
I thought that was moss.
The windswept plains will take us all home, of course.
Okay. It's the wind now? All right.
Also, am I the only one that brought their carry-on? I have 3 changes of clothes. What are you all gonna do?
I just have, like, a large shirt over my head because there's no parasol, which would be ideal.
Okay, so because I want to make sure I'm getting this correct, the town that you're going to is Eulara. It is specifically made for tourists to come in. It's a beautiful resort. It's relatively new, and they have, you know, pools and everything else. And you're walking into town. It now, you get to Ayers Rock because you kind of, that's where you shoot for. And at this point, when you crashed, it was like 10 in the morning. Now it's starting to get late because it's a pretty long walk. It's miserable. So there are some local park rangers that you can find at Ayers Rock. And one of them goes, I'd imagine you tell him the story of what happened. He goes, okay, I'll send a person out. He looks at his compass, and you notice that the compass is just spinning.
Seems to be doing that thing with the wind and the grass that I was telling these friends of mine about.
It shouldn't be.
Grace, that's called broken, right?
Is that something to do with the big storm we ran into?
Oh, we did get hit by a storm a couple of hours ago. Lots of wind and dust and lightning.
Oh, yeah, that's what took us out, for sure.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one.
Yeah, it knocked us right out of the sky.
Oh, yeah. Purple lightning? I got a couple pictures, I think. It's kind of hard to tell. My phone's a little cracked.
Don't worry. We'll send you up to Eulara, to the resort, and you can get checked in. Meanwhile, we'll send somebody out to check on the pilot and get him help.
Yeah, we never got his name, not once. But it would be great if, you know, you could tell him our names.
What do you mean? His name was Anderson. You were just too busy on your Instagram.
Yes, it was Anderson. It was Anderson Tangi.
I'm going to look over at Leona and Patty.
Is that true?
Patty looks at you and says, look, it could be. I'm pretty sure that he had a name.
I have this shirt over my head.
You all have been through an ordeal. We'll find him. We'll let you know that he's okay. But we need to get going. So you all head towards the resort. Enjoy your stay. There's a freak. I'm sure everything will be fine now. The park ranger says goodbye and jumps in his Jeep to go get the pilot. Meanwhile, at the crash site, the pilot sits next to the debris of the plane. A few meters away, a hole opens up in the dirt, and a purple, slug-like creature comes crawling out. Because of the wind and the thunder from the storm, the pilot does not notice the creature approaching the crash site. In the distance, you can hear the sound of thunder and a scream. Back with the group, you make it to this resort. You go to the office to check in, and the person behind the desk has a name badge that says Kiri on it. She says, "Hello, welcome to Yulari. We're so glad you're here. We just got hit by a storm that seems to have knocked out our computers. You have a reservation, correct? That's..."
What? No, no, oh, no, 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 no.
What's she going to do without her internet?
What? Okay, first off, what is your name again? Kiri?
Kiri, yes.
First off, we were in that storm. We were in a tiny plane that smelled like feet, and we crashed to the ground. The pilot died. I mean, he's still alive, but he basically
honey, died.
Okay.
Petty. sweetie, the situation...
We don't have reservations!
No, she didn't say that. She asked if we had reservations because she doesn't have... The computer's not working.
Reservations that have been put in digitally?
Sweetie. I'm going to just scoot her towards Patty, just out of the way. Hopefully Grace is nearby. Let's us handle it.
Now, Kiri is a Aboriginal woman, probably in her early 20s, like maybe 23, 24. And she just kind of has this look on her face like, oh, it's going to be that kind of day.
We don't have reservations.
No, ma'am, that's not what we meant. We have rooms for you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. Let me get you some keys for your room, but there is no computers or anything. Internet service, all of that's been knocked out.
Are the keys digital?
We can get you into the... They have locks. We'll have someone let you in. And then everything will turn back on soon enough, okay?
I need Wi-Fi.
Well, that might take a little longer, but we'll see, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, that'll be fine.
I'm going to talk to Kiri and be like, do these outages happen a lot?
No, actually, we are, because we're hooked up with the local national park, you know, we have solar energy out here, all the infrastructure is relatively new, and yes, we have large storms, but not during this time of year. We get rainfall, but that's usually a few months ago, you know, in May and April, so no, it's not normal at all, to be quite honest.
Don't worry. I will take a look at it after I get dear Peach here up to the rooms, if you would have me. I know a few things about internet service and routers and the like.
Oh, if you could help us, that'd be great.
Yeah, Faith. I think I might be a little more suited to that one.
Yeah, of course, you can come along and help.
Uh-huh.
Just get the internet working. I have so many videos to upload.
Peach goes, oh my God, can we just get to the rooms? We've been walking forever. And Patty just goes, yes, here, let's get to the rooms. I've got sand in every pocket. Let's go. So you start heading over to the rooms, and you do notice that there is a large construction site outside of the resort in the middle of town. The reason you notice is just has these really high beams up into the sky. It's hard not to notice. And you all make your way to your rooms, and they're nice rooms. But sure enough, you pick up the phone, and it's dead. There's no line. So even the landline's out, which is kind of weird. Usually, the landline works through pretty much everything.
Gods, we'll have to get word out via Morse code.
Each of you are in your own rooms. two of you are on the top, and then the next two are below on the bottom. Leona, you're on the bottom, and you're sharing a wall with another room, and you hear muffled yelling, and it sounds like someone's throwing around chairs and stuff. And then suddenly you hear a brief scream and then silence.
For a second I forgot that I'm Leona.
So when you heard that name, you're like, oh yeah, somebody else's. Cool.
Somebody else's shit to deal with, not mine.
Because you know what I was thinking? I was fixating on bottom of what? Bottom floor, right?
Bottom floor, correct.
Okay, right. I was just picturing bunk beds like so severely. I'm like, I know that's not what's happening.
That's brilliant. Well,
Grace is next to you in the corner room. Above you is Faith and Peach, and then Tangerine and Patty have the other side room as well. You and Faith are sharing a wall with the next room over.
The non-screaming wall.
The non-screaming wall, yeah.
Okay, well, that is crazy. I have notice, so I would like to maybe go out in the hallway and see if I can wield notice either visually or auditorily.
Okay, cool. So just so you all know, there are no hallways because it's kind of like a motel situation where you step out onto a balcony. So there's a balcony on one side and a walkway on the other. Everything is outdoors, basically, is the theme.
Right. Okay. I was thinking more expensive. It's okay.
It is expensive. It is expensive. It's just the way the layout is.
Think fancy motel.
Fancy motel. Interesting. Yes. Okay. So yeah, I'll just then step out of my room and then kind of see if I can, you know, I want to use notice to enhance my observation here.
It does kind of look like college dorms, but it's got the really red dirt with the green, and it's pretty cool.
I love how everything is designed for like heat diffusion.
Right. And they've got solar panels on every single roof, which in California, everywhere, but California especially should have that. I'm just saying that in general. So that's what it looks like. So you go out onto the walkway, and are you trying to nonchalantly walk by and see if you notice anything going on?
Yeah, I'm trying not to be seen by a window because it looks like it goes door, then kind of like window into whatever that space is. So yeah, if I can just be like, I want to go past my window. Honestly, I know it's not going to be blood under the door, but I'm looking to see if there's blood under the door, you know, or something like broken glass or something, because I heard the scream. So that's what my normal human brain is thinking.
With your notice, you look around, and the thing that you do see is that the door jamb has been damaged. So it looks like someone maybe forced the door and then forced it closed again. You hear movement going on inside. It sounds like they're dragging furniture around.
And what I should have asked earlier, did it sound like two different voices or did it just sound like...
Two different voices, yes. One male, one female.
Okay. The female's one that screamed?
No. It was the male, yeah.
Or was it was the guy? Okay. And then it's just been totally silent. Or no human voices.
There's movements, but nobody talking.
Okay. Right. And everyone, I might kind of shimmy over to Faith. Right. I don't know why I'm like against the wall. I think I do know better than to just be like, hey, what's going on? I think. I'm though, you know what? Faith might just do that. Anyway, I'm going to go to Faith and be like, and tell her what I just heard.
So I open the door and I am in a various state of undress. Oh, Peach and I were just doing our evening yoga. Is everything? Did you want to join us?
No, I can. Okay. How far does it seem like you're in Like into you just your yoga, started or you're fully.
Oh, I'm like covered in sweat, but like you also kind of smell incense that should not have made it internationally burning, inside. Like,
oh my gosh!
And deep breathing as Peach continues her practice. Like it seems like we're doing yoga.
You're actually doing yoga. Okay,
that wasn't a metaphor.
Okay, yeah,
I knocked right into that.
Yeah. Well, then I guess, hey, yeah. So I don't know. Have you heard any strange noises? And I know as I'm asking this.
Oh, sorry. What? And I kind of turned down the sound of throat singing.
Never mind. You know what? I'll just let me just let you know that something strange has happened next door. And I think we just should be careful.
I think you can call the manager, right?
There's no call. I could walk down there, but I'm just still visibly exhausted from the walk that we had. I still have the shirt on my head, honestly. Just haven't even taken it off.
Well, what exactly did you hear?
Sound like physical violence and then maybe some shuffling of furniture.
Violence?
Yes, you know, somebody screamed.
Where was it?
Right next door. I could hear it through the wall, which honestly, now that I'm looking at you, I'm thinking maybe it even wasn't that. I could just be overreacting. It could definitely have been intimate activity.
I'll go look with you.
Okay, as long as...
And I put on the hotel robe.
Okay.
And at this point, just so you know, it's dark out because it took you a long time. Oh. So it's fully night.
I grab
night.
A headlamp for my room, even though it's lit. I'm like, the power outages. No. I just can't trust it. Don't like being in the dark.
I definitely am like, keep that off. We'll just check very cautiously. Don't look in the window directly. Just follow me. I'll lead her back.
Okay. So when you get back, right before you get to your own door, the door that was busted in a little bit and then shut swings open. And this woman comes out and she's got two plastic bags and she goes, oh, hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And she shuts the door. She goes, just got a little extra cleaning stuff that I need to throw out.
Oh, do you work here?
No. I'm visiting. I'm from New Zealand. We came out to just enjoy the area. Are you all Americans? Well, not you. You're English, correct?
Something like that.
Oh, well, yeah. Anyway, I should get going.
Do you need any help with the... They look heavy.
No, they're not that bad. They're fine. They're fine. I'm just, it's a nice night. I might go for a walk after I drop them off. It's nice to meet you both.
Wait, I got bullshit detector.
Oh, you don't even need it. She's bullshitting all the way. Yeah.
And, with the bags of trash, does it actually look heavy? I just assumed.
It looks heavy.
Okay.
We should go look inside. Cause I noticed that the door jamb is not fully engaging.
Yeah. Well, then I'm just going to be like, have a good night, neighbor.
Okay. It was nice meeting you both. Enjoy your time here. And as she's walking away, you notice that the bags, they seem to have movement in them.
Oh my God. I wonder if she's smuggling animals illegally.
You see that once the bag moves a little bit, she knocks it against the railing as she's walking. You know, just trying to make it look as nonchalant as possible, like it was a muscle spasm, and then the wriggling stops.
Huh. Well, dang. How long can I keep her in my sight? Because she's going to presumably...
She's going the opposite direction. Like, she's not even passing by you all. She's going away. It's pretty well lit at this point because they have solar power. The thing that seems to be the most knocked out is all the satellite feed stuff, the television and the whatever. So you can watch her for a while, but she turns a corner at some point.
Okay. All right. I'm just thinking of keeping an eye out while Faith maybe looks around inside if she wants to. I'm assuming she's already in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Headlamp on.
Yeah.
So you turn on your headlamp and you open the door up. And sitting there in a chair is a man drinking what looks to be like a highball or something next to a desk.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is the wrong room. I thought...
Oh, it's okay. The door's broken and it's night, of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Was I interrupting something? Are you having a nice evening?
Oh, just enjoying some... Looks at the glass. This is, beverage.
Oh, I kind of, like, look at him and take in as many of his features to see if it looks like something is wrong with him.
Because you have notice, which is your investigation skill, you see that the furniture has been moved around a bit. Usually in these rooms, the furniture doesn't move this much. He looks nervous, but there's nothing off about his look or his appearance. But like I said, the room looks messed up a bit.
Would you say they had a scuffle?
They had a scuffle.
I guess.
There is a smell of blood in the air, but you don't see any blood, which is the weird part. And he is sitting awkwardly. Most people sit like just they're kind of relaxed. He looks like he's in a commercial for like Dos Equis or something. Like he's like the most interesting man kind of pose where he's got his drink in his hand and whatever. It looks awkward.
Maybe if you can get maintenance to fix your door or something, if you want to come down and have a drink with us at the bar.
Oh, well, when my wife gets back, we'll,
Oh, is that your wife we saw outside?
Yes, she's going to take out some garbage, so she'll be back in a few minutes, I'm sure. But we might come down and see everyone. There's no TV or anything, so gotta do something.
Yeah, I'll get the rest of my group.
We'll see you down there.
Leona's been outside the whole time, like, what?
Yeah, you're hearing all this.
What are you doing?
As I exit the door, I pull you to Tangerine's room. Knock on the door.
Patty opens it. I just got her... she's almost down for the night.
Okay, you know what? It's fine.
I mean, if it's something important, I can wake her up, but...
Okay, yeah.
She's got the mask on and the whole nine yards. It's...
Tangerine!
Oh, no.
Literally hours of work undone. Fine, come in.
Who's there? Oh, I gotta take this off. Okay, mask off. Whew, wow. Oh, wow, everybody's here.
We've got to go get Grace and Bella, but there's drama.
Ooh, and like instantly, already grabbing, again, that gross branded hotel robe. Although I imagine like maybe this robe might be a little nice, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting like the vibe. So it's cozy. It doesn't feel like a rug.
Patty puts on her evening wear, which is jeans with a jean jacket and a black shirt underneath.
You understood the assignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So someone goes and gets Bella and Grace, and you all kind of reconvene in Tangerine's room.
Like, what's going on? What's happening?
Tell them what you had, Leona.
Well, okay. I think now I don't know what's happening, but when I started talking to people, I was hearing some this crazy stuff happening next door to me. It was like stuff being thrown around, yelling, and then this guy screams super loud, and then it was just more stuff being moved around. So I thought it was strange, and so I went over and told Faith, you know, and then it kind of went a little off the rails, and where we saw a lady and she had maybe live animals in a bag, and then we saw a man who is injured or something, but we're gonna have a drink with him. Is that good enough there, Faith? Close,
but no cigar. I obviously murdered someone or something, or they're smuggling animals out, and I think it would be, how fun would it be to solve a mystery on our vacation?
I mean, sure, we didn't see a wound.
He didn't seem injured. It smelled a little bloody, but
yeah.
I think if we get them talking...
I'm sorry, it smelled a little bloody? What? That's not something you just say casually.
Who knows? People bleed.
Patty says, I have to agree with Tangerine. No, that's not normal at all.
Well, we're just going to draw them out of their rooms and get them talking about, you know, what they're doing here. And then we can report them to the authorities tomorrow.
Okay.
So basically you want to Agatha Christie it, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we can, I could use a drink. We can go to the bar, but I don't know about this Scooby-Doo stuff, but,
Ooh, call dibs on Daphne.
And obviously I'm Fred.
Let's just not do that.
Why am I feeling like Velma?
Patty goes, I'm the one with the ascot. I don't know about you all, but...
Oh, dear. I'm curious to see what the hell was going on with this couple. Calling the police on them, I don't know if that's going to even work, but...
Not the police, the agriculture people. The Department of Agriculture.
Right. The authorities. The authorities. Yes.
The game. The
authorities.
Do they have game? Like, is there like wild game people here?
Rangers?
Kangaroos out of the country.
Poachers?
I don't think you could fit a kangaroo in a bag.
Yeah.
Was it a big bag? Was it like a black garbage bag? Was it like a cute grocery bag or like a paper bag?
It was a regular garbage, like black outdoor.
I mean, maybe
bag.
A wallaby.
Either
maybe
way,
fit a wallaby.
We must protect the natural flora and fauna, of course. Hello.
Is this, Patty goes, okay, so we're going for drinks downstairs with two people that might have either killed animals or killed a person and are disposing of them in the trash bins.
We should look in the trash. Ooh, Carl, not it.
I put my finger on my nose.
What kind?
Invited them for the drinks. I have to go.
You know what? You know what? I'll look in the trash. You guys go drink.
Peach, why don't you go with Leona?
Belly goes, look, I'll go. And Peach says, I'll go as well.
Thanks.
We'll figure this out.
Okay, be careful. Be careful. I tell Bella, be careful.
I will, Mom. Jeez.
Just a little dumpster diving. It's good hard work.
Back in the room with the couple, the wife has returned, and the husband tells her of the conversation he had. She asks, do you think they know? Do you think they suspect? No, I played it cool. I think that they think everything is fine. We should keep an eye on them. Yes, we should. Let's go. They're going to meet us down at the bar. And the two get up and leave. So you all head towards the bar. And when you get there, the woman and the man are sitting at a table and they've got drinks and they wave at you. And like all of a sudden their posture and how they act seems different from just even 20 minutes ago when you first saw them. He is no longer sitting kind of awkwardly and he's drinking the most touristy thing you can drink in Australia, probably Foster's beer or something. And they're both like, oh, come over. And you all sit down. And he, you know, she goes, it's so nice to meet people who are traveling. How long will you be in town?
Oh, well, we're deciding rather to go back to your homeland, to New Zealand.
Oh, it's beautiful over there. It's really nice. You should definitely check out. And she pauses for a second and she goes, Temple Hill is wonderful.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Well, what brings you all here?
Well, like I said, we've never been to Ayers Rock and we've heard that it's beautiful here. Definitely is very nice. We like it. We like it a lot. We're going to go hiking out there in the morning tomorrow. It's just that storm hit and it kind of threw everything off.
Oh, same boat.
We were in a plane.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, not a boat. Don't listen to Faith. We were in a plane and it crashed.
Dear, you know that that's a figure of expression.
Okay, and it's the worst one. You had a perfect opportunity to say airplane.
So you hit the storm head on in an airplane?
Mm-hmm. Our pilot almost died. I mean, he might be dead right now. We're not certain.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, it's awful. Do you want to buy us some drinks?
Yes, we can do that.
Long Island iced teas all around?
Oh my god.
Long Island iced tea. Where's Long Island?
Okay. So while these interactions are happening.
Okay.
I'd like to, like, keep an eye on the mannerisms. Like, I'm an international traveler. I've seen people from all over the place. Are they weird? Am I? Because I'm already getting weird energy from them.
Yeah, you definitely get weird energy from them.
Would that be humanities that I could use for that information, for any observations?
Yeah, we can say definitely. Yeah, mannerisms definitely are not. And they said Temple Hill for New Zealand.
Yeah, I was like,
Which is not the proper place. I believe it's Christchurch.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
And the way that they're speaking isn't flowing naturally.
Stilted in their speech.
Stilted, definitely. Definitely stilted. So
and I'm not there, right?
You're
I'm
not
the
there.
Dumpster.
No.
All right,
you're with me. And we're going to switch over to you actually right now. Dumpster diving. So you all, it's Bella and Peach and you. And Peach comes around the corner and she sees the dumpster there. And it's kind of, you know, obviously it's in the back of the building. It's in a dark area. It's away from, look at the beautiful stuff. And except for this dumpster, there's probably 5 or 6 dumpsters back there. And Peach and Bella start opening dumpsters and kind of looking around.
All right. I'm going to assume that Peach has Faith's headlamp with her.
Yes. You all have torches, or I guess, you know, in England they'd say torch, and here they'd probably say torch as well. So you're looking around with your flashlights.
Yes.
And you hear Peach go, "Ah, oh, gross. Ugh. What is this?" And you look around and she turns around and her palm of her hand is covered in this weird slime. So I touched one of the bags and, ugh, I don't know what this is.
I'll shine my light on it and, like, what is it doing anything to her skin? Is it just...
Not that you can see, no.
Okay.
But she's, like, trying to, like, do that thing where it's like, ugh, you know? Trying to shake her hand to get it off.
Maybe scrape it off on, and I just point to a wall, like try to get it off on a hard surface and then get out of there. And so I'm looking at it. I'm going to see if I can find like a stick or a long piece of metal, something to just poke at the bag. See if maybe I can open it without touching it myself.
You can grab a piece of trash and move it around. It's a lot of the slimy stuff that Peach put her hand into, but it's also got some bigger chunks into it, and it's just not good.
Oh my god. Is it like, what color is it like?
It's a light gray? Purple.
Purple, okay. So that's weird. Is it moving on its own at all?
No, it is not. Do you want to take it out of the trash?
I'm thinking, maybe I can find... If I can notice, perhaps, a discarded glass jar in the recycling, and then I can put some in there.
There's definitely bottles and stuff like that.
Yeah. Maybe if I can find like a, I'd be looking for like a pickle jar, something like that.
I'll say that you can find like some kind of Tupperware, the throwaway plastic stuff.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Like takeout. All right, cool. Yeah. I'll attempt to get some of that in a, you know, in this container without touching it.
All right. So you leave it in and you're going to put your arms in and scoop out some of this purplish goo with big chunks of stuff in it.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I'm getting all that plastic. Let me see if I can find a discarded utensil or so, perhaps a salad serving spoon specifically.
A spork of some sort.
Perhaps with a large base.
Okay. You find something to put it in, and Bella and Peach are there, and they're like, okay, and the bag is open, and you put the spork in and start to scoop it up, and you get like a big chunk of something, and it turns, and this eye opens up and looks at you. And that's where we're going to stop this particular episode.
Ah!
No.
Oh my god.
All right. Nope.
This is a purple people eater.
Thank you all so much. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Yes.
We will be back with episode 3 next week. But first, let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let us start with Janine.
Hello, my name is Janine, also known as Blips and Chits on the internet. You can find me at Blips and Chits, both with Z's at the end, on Twitter, where you will find my TTRPG schedule, because that's what I do. I play TTRPGs and I eat hot chips.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter if you'd like to connect at Saint Spider TV. So that's S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R-T-V. Thank you.
Hello, all. I have been your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter and most other socials is at B_Zelda, or just like B Zelda, because there ain't that many, except that one time I made an account and then forgot the password and then was never able to use the account again. Yeah, I do stuff on the internet, so go ahead, give me a follow and have a great time.
Awesome. And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Playmail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on both Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Discord as well, or on our website, which is 12sidedstories.com, all written out. Definitely come and join us on Discord. We'd love to meet you and have you on there talking games and shows and all the good stuff. You can find us on Twitch, usually Mondays or Tuesday nights, just depending on the time. So check out our schedule on either Twitter or on our website. And finally, if you want to help out the show, go over to Patreon or Ko-fi and sign up there, become subscribe every month, or subscribe to us on Twitch too. That's awesome as well. And or give us a shout out, give us a 5-star review. Those are always very helpful. And we will see you next week with episode 3 of Replaced. Bye.